From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. K-Man reports 4 further positive cases for COVID-19 infection from 18 test results received Sunday. Government says all 4 are travel-related incidents, 2 actual travelers and 2 in contact with travelers. All 4 are isolated. Starting today, there are new supermarket visit rules, and until further notice, the stores will be available on alternate day openings from Monday to Saturday by shoppers' last names. A through K can go on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, while L through Z on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Flu calls are declining.
Since the hotline started on March 15th, the team has handled 1,434 calls, with the lowest record volume of calls yesterday at approximately 50.
Health Minister Honorable Duane Seymour speaking there during Sunday's COVID-19 briefing. Health Services Authority's CEO Lizette Yearwood said it's a good indicator that measures in place are being taken seriously by the public.
Originally, I think the calls were coming in because people were very anxious. They wanted to know whether they were a candidate for testing. I think the information has gone out about the criteria for testing. People now understand, and they are coming forward still with questions about those that are having symptoms.
Ms. Yearwood stressed if you're experiencing flu-like symptoms, don't rush to the hospital. Instead, call the flu hotline.
Even if you have mild symptoms, we still want to encourage you to call the flu hotline so we can know whether you are out there with flu symptoms, even if they're minor at this point in time and don't require you to come to the hospital.
That number is 1-800-534-8600 or 947-3077. If you're coming to seek medical attention, you're urged to call ahead.
We are asking persons to, when they call 911, in order to let us know whether the persons who are responding should be prepared in order to receive them with the flu symptoms. We're asking them to tell the callers. However, 911 call takers go through the same algorithm that we go through at the hospital. So they will actively ask questions to find out if the person who is calling has flu symptoms. And the EMS personnel are fully prepared in order to receive those individuals.
That's HSA's CEO Lizette Yearwood. Don't stress about the cost. Keeping up to date with government's latest response to COVID-19 is free to all residents. Here's Radio K-Man's Felicia Rankin-Solins with more.
The Utility Regulation and Competition Office says during the COVID-19 pandemic, residents need access to accurate official information on regulations, restrictions, business closures, curfew times, and other matters. The government provides these updates via their website, www.gov.ky/coronavirus. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office has worked out a deal with the mobile service providers to enable users to access gov.ky resources for free. There will be no data charges for mobile customers who use their mobile phones to access the government website. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
And finally in the news for this hour, the Lands and Survey Department announces new several measures to ensure the continuity of its services due to the onset of COVID-19. Details from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
Among the many measures includes the closure of the Lands and Survey offices until April 6th. Others include the Register of Lands accepting instruments that are signed and witnessed simultaneously in counterpart, where the transfer of signatures on a different page from that of the officer. They're also allowing officers to verify a client's identification using video conference technology. The department is allowing an additional 45 days within which to submit documents executed during this period for the payment of stamp duty and registration fees with no penalties or interest for up to 90 days. This is for documents executed between February 1st and April 15th. The Lands and Survey Department is also advising that lodgments for attorneys in private practice, Category A licensed financial institution, and the credit union can be scanned and submitted by email to landreglodgment@gov.ky. All other customers can drop off their documents using the drop-in box at the LSD public counters. Alternatively, customers can also submit less urgent documents, such as a change of name or change of address, deletion of death of joint proprietor, and discharge of charges by mail, Customers are encouraged to settle all their fees by wire transfer or direct debit. For complete banking details, as well as a full list of changes to the Lands and Surveys services, visit caymanlandinfo.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
All changes to LSD's operations will remain in effect until May 1st. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Aaron Safir. Spain has become the latest country to surpass China in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases. They now stand at more than 85,000. Only the United States and Italy have recorded more. Spain registered 812 deaths in 24 hours, slightly down on the figure from the previous day. The Hungarian Parliament has given the government sweeping new powers to rule by decree with no control by MPs for as long as it wishes. The hardline nationalist administration says the measures are needed to combat the virus outbreak and enforce a state of emergency. BBC News.